This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, Kitty, cleaning out the basement, I was going through some old, like, reel-to-reels that I have. I don't even have a reel-to-reel machine, but I still have some in my basement and was going through some stuff. I always think I'm going to find something magical.
Really?
But I
in
never
your
do.
Stuff.
Right, that's the thing. Why would there ever be anything good there? But
there might be a commercial you recorded 24 years ago that shows how bad you used to be at it.
Used to be? I'm still not that good at the commercials. But there's an interesting story. Was it out of Canada?
Yeah. A rare tape of when the Beatles auditioned for Decca Records. So before they went and got their record contract, they auditioned for Decca. And
were rejected, right?
And they were rejected. They said guitar groups are on the way out. Mm-hmm. And they rejected them and they didn't get a record contract. Well, a guy who owns a record store in Vancouver, British Columbia, got a reel-to-reel tape and it said Beatles demos on it, and he thought, oh, I'm sure it's just some kind of bootleg thing,
right?
And he didn't get around to listening to it until recently, and he said it was a recording of Paul, John, George, and Pete Best auditioned for Decca, and that he felt that it sounded like not a copy of a copy of a copy. It's like an original copy of it, like one of the original ones, maybe not the original one,
but
the audio quality sounded so great. This guy says, after hearing it for the first time, it sounds like a master tape.
Okay, so wait, let's just pause for a second.
The quality is unreal.
So he finds this. I wonder if for a second he's like, I just need to dump this. But then he puts it in and then puts it on the reel-to-reel and starts listening to
it.
I would love to have seen his face.
Yeah, me too.
My God.
So the tape was originally given to one guy by a producer during a visit to London in the 70s. And despite the historical significance of it, this guy, whose name is Rob Frith, says he has no intention of selling it. He offered to provide a copy to Decca if they wanted to release it officially.
Mm-hmm.
Or, this is what I think is the amazing part, he also said he would personally hand it over to Paul McCartney if he were ever to come to Canada and visit his record shop.
It's a good way to get him to come
visit.
It's
like, Paul, come on over and I'll give you the tape.
And if I was Paul, I think I would do that.
I think
don't you?
I would too.
But
I hope he does it.
But the best part is he offered it to Decca Records and they said, no, we're sorry.
Guitar groups are on their way out.